how to engineer a hike in gas and heating oil prices. I'm David Brancaccio. Crude oil is up more than 6% above $84 a barrel now, with the oil producers cartel OPEC working to cut production to boost sagging prices. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here with more.
Hey, David, global oil prices are down about 28% since mid-June, and OPEC Plus has already been signaling that they're not happy about this, that they're going to reverse output increases. Earlier this month, they said they're cutting 100,000 barrels a day in production. That wasn't very much. Now we're talking about potentially 1 million barrels a day. That's 1% of how much oil the world consumes every day. That's substantial, and it's moving markets this morning.
We're already seeing gasoline prices rising. What's that about?
Well, one thing to keep in mind is that the increase in gas prices has not been uniform across the country. For example, from last Monday to today, here in California, the average price for a gallon of regular has gone up about 58 cents. In New York State, where you are, David, the average is down about 8 cents. So what the oil and gas industry is saying is that there's a supply imbalance between regions of the country. There are likely refinery problems, too. On top of all of this, Biden administration later this month is scheduled to wrap up its releases of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. Remember that? It's been releasing about 1 million barrels a day. So add to that the OPEC cuts, and we may have substantially less oil on the global market. All of this can push gas prices higher.
And in an embarrassing failure to launch, the British government today abandoned its plans to cut income tax for higher earners. When that policy was first put forward, all the borrowing necessary to pay for this savaged the British bond market and pushed the currency there to its lowest point in history. But that tax break, a central plank in the platform of the new Prime Minister Liz Truss, a Conservative, is no more. Here's some background from The Economist magazine's editor, Zanny Minton-Beddoes.
Because the nature of these tax cuts, which most notably involved getting rid of the top rate of tax, seemed to be benefiting the wealthy while higher mortgage rates were going to hurt the many, it was seen as a politically unpopular as well as economically illiterate move.
Today we also talked to The Economist editor there about how China's President Xi Jinping could stay on for life. China's big party conference is this month. Marketplace.org if you missed that on the air today. Branches of Credit Suisse are reportedly being told to promote the big international bank's sizable cash cushions at a time that investors seem worried about the bank paying back debt. The stock is down 5% in Zurich now. The bank is restructuring after some terrible mistakes, including the loss of more than $5 billion when a client called Archegos went bust. To start the week, let's consult economist Julia Coronado at Macro Policy Perspectives and a professor at the University of Texas, Austin. Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, here we are, October. We've got this big Swiss bank where people are taking out what amount to insurance policies on if something terrible happened to the bank, its stock is down. I mean, how creepy is this?
Well, if we're worried about shadows of 2008, I don't think you need to worry. There are issues with a company, a bank. Of all the things on our worry list, David, an undercapitalized or weak banking system is not even close to the top of the list.
Yeah, with the higher interest rates, banks have generally been doing fairly well. Now, on Friday, end of the week, we have the big jobs report coming out. It'll cover September. What are you looking for?
Well, economists are generally expecting another solid reading. Of course, we do think hiring is slowing, but if anything, it has slowed less than expected in the last few months. In fact, that's one of the reasons that the Fed is going so fast on interest rates, is that the labor market is still very hot. So there is some expected cooling, but a solid performance by all indications should still be something that we're going to see for the September number.
Julia Coronado at Macro Policy Perspectives and professor at UT Austin. Thank you.
My pleasure.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI?
I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
We get data on car sales this morning. Chip shortages and supply chain issues have improved some, but not enough to meet demand. And if you're in the market, watch out for used cars that look fine, but were flooded by Hurricane Ian. Now that happens. Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports.
When hurricanes and other storms cause major flooding, a lot of cars often get damaged.
And historically, we know a lot of times these vehicles end up back on the roads.
Emily Voss at Carfax says it's common for flood-damaged cars to find their way onto used car lots. And often, prospective buyers have no idea.
These cars that have water damage, a lot of times they have mechanical issues, so there could be corroding metal, exhaust system issues, overheating, electrical issues, short-circuiting wires, that kind of thing.
Which means they're likely to need frequent repairs, says Michelle Krebs at Cox Automotive.
It's really a buyer beware situation.
She says it's always worth looking up a car's history before buying. Sometimes that will show it's been through a flood. And even if it doesn't,
if you see that it's been in South Florida, for example, then that's the first red flag.
But because it's so hard to find a car these days, especially an affordable one, Krebs says she's concerned that people may still go for flood-damaged cars if the price is low enough.
They may be tempted at one of these deals, but it may cost them more in the long run.
The other thing is, there are about to be a lot more people who need cars if theirs were destroyed in Hurricane Ian. And that means, Krebs says, it's likely the car shortage is about to get worse. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.
And you know how celebrities go on, say, Instagram to tout things without disclosing they're paid to do so? There's news this morning that celebrity-in-chief Kim Kardashian will pay $1 million to settle Securities and Exchange Commission charges that she failed to disclose she was getting paid by a crypto company, Ethereum Max. It's an asset. Kardashian also agreed not to push crypto things for 3 years. David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report, from APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.